Text number 10, this is 8, 9, 10. Also 11. Okay, so we'll start with 10th, which has no purport, and then move on to the 11th, which is on the board. Salabrikanam strinam cha swairina swairininam suradvishaha sakhyanyahur nityani nutnam nutnam vichinvatam. Translation. O demons, as monkeys, jackals, and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friends every day, women who live independently seek new friends daily. Friendship with such a woman is never permanent. This is opinion of learned scholars. And the text 11. Please repeat. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Te Kshvailitastasya Iti te kshvelitaistasya Ashvasta manaso suraha Ashvasta manaso suraha Jahasur bhava gambhiram Jahasur bhava gambhiram Tadushcha amrita bhajanam Tadushcha amrita bhajanam Sri Shuka uvacha Iti te kshvelitaistasya Ashvasta manaso suraha Jahasur bhava gambhiram Dadushchamrita bhajanam Sri Shuka uvacha Sri Shukadev Goswami said Iti, thus, te, those demons, Shvelitai, by speaking as if joking, Tashyaha of Mohini Murti, Ashvasta, grateful, with faith. Manasaha, their minds. Asuraha, all the demons. We could have used that light for some more. Jahasu laughed. Bhava Gambhiram. Although Mohini Murti was full of gravity, Daduhu delivered. Cha also. Amrita Bhajanam, the container of nectar. Could the cooling system still? Volume could go a little up and cooling go down. Translation and purport passion of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after the demons heard words of Mohini Murti, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were very confident. They laughed with gravity, and ultimately they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. That's good. Purport. The personality of Godhead in his form, doesn't say in her form. Of Mohini was certainly not joking, but talking seriously with gravity. Although that's form of female form, woman form, this is still, he's a Purusha. So his form. The demons, however, being captivated by Mohini Murthy's bodily features, took her words as a joke and confidently delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Thus, Mohini Murthy resembles Lord Buddha, who appeared Samuhaya Suradvisham, to cheat the Asuras. The word Suradvisham refers to those who are envious of devotees and demigods. Sometimes an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cheats the atheists. Thus we see here that although Mohini Murthy was speaking factually to the Asuras took her words to be, what is this, facetious. No, F-A-C-E. F-A-C-E, okay. Whimsical language, Prabhupada said. Indeed, they were so confident of Mohini Murthy's honesty that they immediately delivered the container of the nectar into her hands as if they would allow her to do with the nectar whatever she liked, whether she distributed it, threw it away, or drank it herself without giving it to them. So much confidence they had in words of Mohini Murthy. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Te Kshvelita Istasya Ashvasta Manaso Suraha Jahasur Bhava Gambhiram Dadoschamrata Bhajanam. Translation again, Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after demons heard the words of Mohini Murthy, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were all very confident. They laughed with gravity, and ultimately they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. So this was the only way, possible way, to retrieve the container of nectar, kumbha, which had landed in the hands of Suradvishaha. And that only way, only possible way was the Lord has taken a form of Mohini Murthy, and to them this is just another woman. So that was the weapon Lord is using to defeat, attack and defeat all those asuras. They were very much the party, like a 50-50 in the endeavor to get the nectar. But in the very beginning, the whole strategy was sarpam mushaka nyaya, snake and mouse. Once caught in a container, in a trap, mouse is always caught in a trap. Then somehow one snake also entered and he could get in, but then getting out was not possible because the door was shut. And then there was a proposal from the snake, because the mouse could cut open. Maybe it'll take some extra time, but chewing with his, his expert in cutting. So, you make a hole, and then we'll both be out. If you don't help me with this, I will eat you up. But if you help me to get out, you'll be safe. So this is a logic. Sarpa, snake, mushak, punaramushika bhav. So this was a logic used and proposed by the Lord to the demigods. So you go ahead with this, get the help of the demons. They are very strong and stout. You alone will not be able to churn the ocean of milk, and as a result there will be a nectar. You need help. Additional help is required, so take help of the demons. But once the nectar is there, we did not say that. So that snake, so the rat, the mouse helped making a hole, and they were both out, and once they were both out, snake did end up eating the mouse. So he was able to get out, only help with the help of the mouse. Once he was out, then he also had his breakfast. So the demons would offer all the help in churning. And once the nectar was there, as a result of that churning, only demigods will get the nectar and not the demons. This was very, in the beginning, this was a vision and strategy. But again, as the demons are very powerful, as soon as the nectar pot was there, kumbha emerged, kumbha. So many other items had appeared one by one, and they were distributed, shared to different parties. Demons also had some of those items. But when finally Amrit was there, then the demons had snatched it. And then to get it back was quite a task. They are really running hither and thither. Me first. They are trying to drink and all that. And if they would drink and become immortal, then demigods would be finished. So, Lord is helping, in fact, in this endeavor of getting the nectar, churning the nectar, or churning the ocean of milk, and finally getting the nectar. So many incarnations are appearing here. One Ajit incarnation appears helping. Anyway, that I think we don't want to get in that. And then the tortoise, the Kachyap avatar is appearing. And then one who had a pot, Dhanvantari, is appearing here. Then Mohini Murthy is appearing here. So with this pastime of churning the milk ocean, Samudra Manthan, in Shastras Bhagavatam said, this pastime is Samudra Manthan. Samudra is ocean, Manthan is churning. Many, many incarnations are associated with this pastime. And what we are dealing with here, or what we have come across here, as we have gone through, as you have gone through, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Lord incarnates as Mohini Murthy is a chapter title, and she has appeared and spoken also, and she has addressed demons, dear demons, and she has spoken and spoken, and the verse 10 is Lord is talking of Siddhant, the rule, law. As monkeys and jackals and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friendships every day, women who live independently seek new friends daily. As if, that's me, you know, that's me. Lord, that's me. Friendship with such a woman is never permanent. Friendship with me, you're kind of believing me, you're trusting me, but I'm Swairinam. I'm an independent Swairachar, mentioned. Swairinam. My achar, my behavior, my wandering is quite independent. In fact, not about her as such, or him as such, Mohini Murthy. But just stating a law, this is how things work. In case of Swairinam, Strinam, Swairinam is not here. If the Stri is Swairinam, independent, then Nutnam, Nutnam, Vichinvatam. They always seek Nutnam, Nutnam. Newer and newer friendships they seek. So that was concluding statement, or some universal principle as it works, functions in this world. Lord Mohini Murthy has said that to the Suradvishaha, O demons. And then Shukadev Goswami, he is upholding that principle. What else could he do? Let Lord speak for himself. You shut up. Prabhupada would say, let Lord speak for himself. Let him speak as he speaks. You do not become stumbling block or you do not dilute. You say it as it is. Say it. So same spirit, same elevation in, well, this is elevated thought. This is high thinking of the Lord, highest thought. Iti te shvelitai stasyaha. So Mohini Murti said, Strinam Swairinam. Those independent women. Another word, equivalent word, is used by Sukadeva Goswami, Kshvailitas, meaning the same thing. I'm sorry. That's not the word I thought it was. So, jokingly, Ashvastha Manaso Suraha. Jahasur Bhava Gambhiram. Anyway, I think he's just translating the mood of Lord Mohini Murti. Dadushya Amrata Bhajanam. So as Dadu, they gave Amrita Bhajanam, pot of nectar, back into the hands of Mohini Murti. For first time, it was not in the hands of Mohini Murti. First time gave to Mohini Murti. And her words, as if jokingly said words, they took them seriously and with all confidence. And as Prabhupada is pointing out, their mood, oh, whatever you wish to do with it, you may distribute, or you may drink it yourself. What else you could do? Throw it away. With all the confidence, all the trust. The Svairachari now, Svairinam. Anyone who becomes independent, there's talk of woman here becoming independent. However, anyone who becomes independent gets into trouble. That does not help that person, or that doesn't help others who are dependent upon that person. I was reminded of, because this Swairinam word, I was reminded of similar word from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Swairam charantyo vivishus tranalobhena gauvaram. There's a talk of one pastime of Lord, he's into the forest, he has gone to the forest. Krida sakteshu gopeshu tad gao durocharini. While Krishna was playing with his friends, the cows now had their backs towards the Lord and they were facing the grass. And trana lobhena, as they were greedy for the grass, they kept going with their backs towards Krishna. Svairam charantyaha, and they became independent and they were wandering from forest to forest. And the end result was soon there was a forest fire. and they're caught in the middle of the forest fire, burning forest fire. And then, of course, they're, oh, help, 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 help. And Krishna, when they were facing the Lord again, approached the Lord. Lord said, close your eyes. They closed their eyes and Lord drank all the fire. So they were finally helped out. But they got into the trouble. This is the Acharya's comment on this verse. Svairam charantyaha. The wandering of these cows was svairam charantyaha. And trana lobhena. They were greedy. Whether that's kam or krodh or lobh. Lobh is greed. The lust, anger, greed. This could be the cause of wandering away back towards the Lord, wandering independently, svairam charantyaha, strinam svairinam, and one could only invite the trouble for oneself and for others. That's one comment on even the cows. When they did the svairam charantyaha, they got into trouble as they did not stay in the vicinity of the Lord. Where the Lord was playing, they could have just stayed there, ate whatever little grass they were in need of. Instead, they went away. And that independent wandering of the cows ended up them getting into the trouble. Strinam svairinam. So in the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada has already, the famous moral instructor, Chanakya, says, Visvaso naiva kartavyam strishu raja kuleshu cha. Not trust politician and woman. Famous one. Difficult to digest a lot of times. Such instruction or such principle of morality. The Lord has appeared here. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out the Buddha appeared. Sammohaya suradvisham. To bewilder the demoniac class. And Lord has appeared here as Mohini Murti to also bewilder the demons. And he has taken the woman form. Woman form is invested with such powers. Balam pashyame mayaya. There was Kapil Muni talking to his mother. She's also a woman. Balam pashyame. You want to see the power of that I have invested in form of a woman? Then he says, Jaino Disham, some emperor, he had just now returned to his capital. And as Bhru Vijrambhena Kevalam, as woman, only moves her eyebrows. He is the emperor, conqueror of the world. He has come back to the palace or his capital, and he sees some woman with a movement of eyebrows, ya pada krantan, he just ends up in their feet, licking their feet, serving their lotus feet. Balam pashyami mayaya. Just see the ball of my maya. Mama maya duratya. I have invested. This is my maya. I have invested this, such powers. So, if Maya's power is exhibited by independent woman, this only talk of independent woman. Independent woman is condemned as most undesirable thing to happen. Otherwise, woman is worshipped. Matravat paradareshu, lostavat paradrabheshu, ya pashyati sa panditaha. Another principle of morality is that person is real pandit. Ya pashyati, one who sees matravat paradareshu, all women as his mother, matravat paradareshu, atmavat sarvabhuteshu, other living entities as if they are him or myself. I respect other living entities, other parts and parcels of the Lord as if they are myself. This is his vision. Lostavat paradrabheshu, and the wealth of others, I have nothing to do with. Untouchable, I will not even touch. Or just something in a dustbin. Ya pashyati, one who sees like this is a real learned person. This is the opinion of learned scholars. Srila Prabhupada has translated the verse 10. This is opinion of the learned scholars. In the assembly of demigods, woman is worshipped. That society is civilized society or civilized country where woman is honored and worshipped, given position of a mother. If it is not society of devotees and demigods and civilized society, then other things happen. Yeah, well, when I read this verse, I was reminded of the third chapter. There's a talk of Arjuna has a question. Athakena prayukto yam papam charati purushaha, says, what is it, what is that? Anichchanapi varshneya baladivaniyujitaha. Sometimes I know this is not right thing to do. This is sinful activity. But, you know, something or someone just drags me into it. Anichanapi baladivaniyojita. Who is it? What is it? Oh Lord. This is Arjun's question. If we also have similar question, then we will also understand Lord's reply to this question. But we don't bother, such thoughts don't come to our mind, and we'll understand some things what Lord has to say, but not all the thing or everything that is he conveys as response to this question. And it is a common or very popular answer. I think it is all on the tip of our tongues. And Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajo Guna Samudbhava, Mahashano Mahapapma, Vidhyenam Hi Vairinam. Thought begins like that, and he has to more to say. Says, Vidhyenam, Arjun, do you have your notepad or writing diary? Vidhi, please note. You should know, or you should take a note of this. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. Oh, that person that, or the force, something drags you into activity which is as if you don't wish to perform that sin. That one is calm. That one is lust. Mr. Lust. And Prabhupada says, Mr. Lust has a younger brother called Mr. Anger. Because kamat krodho vijayate. Kamat krodho. First kam appears, then krodho vijayate. Then there's a krodha, then there's a anger, frustration. Then thought was that the cinemas have a lot of time, basically two themes, we say, sex and violence. Same thing. Kamat krodho vijayate. Lord has said it. Kamat krodho vijayate. One may, oh, this is your scripture, this Hindu scripture. We have nothing to do with this. Doesn't matter. In fact, whether they know this Lord's statement, accept this, they don't accept the same principle. Kamat krodho vijayate. Krodat bhavati sammoha. Sammoha. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that sammohaya suradvishaha. Lord is appearing here as Mohini Murti, sammohaya suradvisha, to bewilder the demons. So first there's a calm, which is in there, big stock of it, calm. And when that is not fulfilled, then there's a krodh, the frustration, anger, and when it gets more thicker, concentrated anger, more and more anger, person ends up with moha. Smriti bhamshad buddhi nasho. Then buddhi intelligence is lost. Person is bewildered, some moha. Krodhat, krodhat bhavati sammoha. From anger comes sammoha, bewilderment. And when person is bewildered, when person is angry, he ends up doing something crazy, something. Later on he may lament for her. So advice is, when you are angry, just don't act. This is not time for action. Or take some deep breath. You know, they advise like that. You know, get your... Because the anger has stirred up your breath. Heavy breaths. And those heavy breaths, you are going to be... You're unsteady in your thought. So calm down, and that is done with the help of asana and pranayama. Pranayama has a role to play. Pranayama is, you balance your thoughts even with the help of your breathing. Anyway, this is that technique, our technique, devotional technique. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is also, breath control is done. Pranayama is taken care of as one also chants. In a rhythm, if you are chanting, doing your japa, you are also doing, you are sitting, chanting. The best asana for chanting is Sukhasana. Or if you could manage Padmasana or Siddhasana, there are different asanas. This is Sukhasana. Cross-legged, you're sitting, this is Sukhasana. And this is the best asana for chanting. This is mode of goodness asana. As you get up, there's a passion asana. Passions are stirred up when you are up, and when you lie down, that's ignorance. So these are three positions, three modes of material nature. So goodness, so sitting is goodness, and you chant, and you're, so we are in the asana, and you're chanting, and your pranayama is also taken care of, and you're hearing Lord's name, that develops prem. And that is just the other extreme of calm. You are bothered, you are agitated by calm, and the solution is the praying. Replace calm. Replace all that stuff, calm, with the praying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared with that. Gift of prem, love of Godhead. So why is Vedic culture or the Vedas, the Shastras, are why they are against this woman and especially independent woman. Yeah, independent woman. Because in there, there's likelihood of this, the calm. Calm is aroused. Balam pashyame mayaya. I have invested all the energies in body of a woman. And not that man has no... Yes. So he kind of takes that, and then he deposits calm in him. Dhyayato vishyan pumsam sangasti shupajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha. As one contemplates on objects of senses, The result is contemplate, contemplate on objects of senses. The form of woman, well, a woman is also contemplating on form of a man. And both ways it works. It flows from one to the other and one to the other one. So independent woman and independent, uncontrolled mind, then the adhyayato, the contemplation is there. This woman free or available or looking for a man. And then some corresponding other man's mind also looking for. And then Yayato Vishyan from Sangasteshu, one is feels attached. And from that attachment, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. From that attachment comes lust. And on. And then buddhinashad, lost intelligence, buddhinashad pranashrati. You're doomed. Person is doomed. All begins with some contemplation. And then more things. So Lord has said this as your number one enemy, Arjun. There are others on the list, but this one is number one. So so the proposal of the Lord is how to deal with this enemy in the form of kaam. Papmanam prajahihinam jnana vijnana nashanam. Lord's proposal. So we spoke of Kapil Dev. We are hearing here from Mohini Murthy. We are talking, we were hearing from Lord Sri Krishna. Learned scholars speak the same language. Shukadeva Goswami, Sarva Bhuta Ridayam Munimana Dosmi. There is no hatred in Shukadeva Goswami. That is such a pure, innocent personality. Sarva Bhuta Ridayam. As if he is in the heart of everybody, or he understands everyone's heart. And to such Muni, Manadosmi, I offer my obeisances. So, Sukadeva Goswami talks, as we said, he is upholding this principle of morality, or just a social principle or etiquette for women and then other places for men. And Srila Prabhupada. This is dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Bhagavatam is here to establish Bhagavad Dharma, principles of Bhagavad Dharma. There is no room for hatred. Love and hate, that is again dvandva of this nature, dual nature. But this Krishna consciousness, Bhagavatam, is above this duality, or is a means to bring the human race above this love and hate and calm and crowed and man and woman principle, in fact. Well, I mean, just to throw that in, only Purusha is the Lord, Govindamadi Purusham, and everyone else is a Prakriti. Everyone else is a woman. In relationship with the Lord, everyone is a woman. Woman is woman. And the men are also women. Forget the bodies at the spirit level and get rid of the bodies, spirit, soul, Prakriti and Purush. So that is the constitutional position. It changes. In the bodies, woman of today could be a man of tomorrow. So you just have to digest this. For one birth and next birth, on the man's side, and then they have to eat the humble pie, anyway, something like that. But that's, it hurts, maybe, because we don't want to follow, we don't understand, or we don't want to follow, or we just want to, we are happy with the independent nature of a woman. So woman is not attacked. But the independent behavior of woman, wherever she is. Because, I think I had a purport here. Srila Prabhupada's purport. So we did not complete that thought also. So Lord said, how to deal with this calm? What to do with this calm? With this lust? And Lord's proposal is prajahi. Jahi means to kill. And prajahi means real. Really, this calm, this lust has to be killed. There's no other way to deal with this. This is enemy. He has been termed, branded as enemy to begin with. The calm is enemy. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. So, how to deal with this enemy? And Lord says, the only thing is kill this enemy. I was just reading comments by Sridhar Swami, the famous or previous Acharya, commentator on Gita and Bhagavatam. He says that to deal with the enemy camp, there are four ways. Sam, Dam, Dan, and Bhed. Four things you could do. Sam means some talk him out of it. Yeah, diplomatically or tactfully have some talk and, you know, pacify him, ask him to not to be enemy anymore, you know. Talk it out, have a dialogue. Psalm. For Sridhar Swami says that doesn't work with this enemy. You talk with the Mr. Lust. He may not even come around for a round table conference. That's Psalm. Then Dham means bribing, giving some bribe under the table or somehow Maybe just give him a part of the kingdom. He doesn't get the whole thing, but he just gets a little pie there, a little corner. Let him be happy. But then he says, for this enemy, Lord has already described him as Mahashano Mahapapma. He is such a sinful enemy that Mahashanaha. Mahashana means feeding. Ashana. So, doesn't matter how much you feed, he's never satisfied. Whatever you feed, whatever bribe, whatever you give him, he wants more and more and more. There is no end. Mahashano. He has been described as Mahashano. All devolving, like a pouring oil or ghee into the fire. So far that pouring is going on. There is no question of that fire getting extinguished. So feeding this calm or giving, bribing, giving only something, no, he will ask for more and more. So, Sam, Dam, then Bhed. Bhed means, we outcasting, or you stay, you don't mix with us, okay, from now on. Something like that, or separate him from, how do you say this? Bhed, difference, you're different, or they're different. Kind of, put him out from alienated. Good. You need to know some better words. Alienation. So he's part of the team. Alienation is done from, he's part of the group and then he's alienated. So he's part of this kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsarya. This is a team, leading team, enemy team. So he says, the Sridhar Maharaj says, it's difficult to separate them. They cannot be separated. Where there is calm, there is krodh, anger, and followed by lust, and they are kind of one. They are also different, but the one, they are the same group, they cannot be separated. So this bhed, alienation, also would not work. So sam, dam, bhed, only remaining thing is dand, means punishment. And the only punishment for this enemy is kill him. Hang him. So while talking of killing, jahi, Lord says prajahi. Not only jahi means killing, kill him. He says jahi means you should be, don't leave any traces. Make sure he is dead, okay, make sure. And burn him. So the purport Prabhupada writes of that Gita 341. Lust is only perverted reflection of love of God, which is natural for every living entity. Love is natural. But if one is educated in Krishna consciousness from very beginning, that natural love of God cannot deteriorate into lust. When love of God deteriorates into lust, it is very difficult to return to the normal condition. Nonetheless, Krishna consciousness is so powerful that even a late beginner can Become a lover of God by following the regulative principles of devotional service. So from any stage of life or from any time of understanding its urgency, one can begin regulating senses in Krishna consciousness, devotional service of the Lord, and turn the lust into love of God, the highest professional stage of human life. So that's the program of Bhagavad Dharma, to kill the lust wherever it is. Because I was thinking that unless the goal of life, which is love of Godhead, is clear and fixed, these topics are very difficult to understand. So once the goal is prem is the goal, love of Godhead is the goal of life, and I had achieved this in this lifetime. Prabhupada gave us that target, this lifetime. Then he would say, like a businessman doesn't think of making profits in the next life. He wants to do business now, profits now, and close the deals or whatever. Prabhupada would speak like that. So in this lifetime, end of this lifetime. So goal is love, prem. So then the Bhagavatam or the Vedic lifestyle, they kind of come very heavily down upon this lust business, lusty affairs, wherever they surface. Because that's enemy. Not just open arms policy. There's no talk like this. I don't as much as I know little the Christianity or their scriptures or Quran, or they don't a little bit, but not as much as the Bhagavad talks of, crush it, kill it. Unless that is done, there's no love of Godhead. So you may be following some compromise or substandard principle or religion, but then the corresponding outcome also is not going to be love of Godhead. You will go somewhere higher by following some of those principles. So Bhagavatam has identified, Bhagavad Gita has identified the enemy. And where does it reside? And Lord, in this third chapter, he is kind of going step by step. Indriyani niyamyadau. Niyamyadau. In the beginning. So how, where to begin? How to conquer this enemy? So there's some procedure is also stated. Niyamyadau indriyani. The sense control. Indriyani mano buddhis ashasanam adhisthanam uchate. Then Krishna says, oh, this lust with enemy, and you would like to know where is this, where is my enemy, who is and where is he? Before I attack or battle, fight, kill him, I have to know who is my enemy, where is he sitting? The Lord says, indriyani, in all the senses, manaha, in the mind, buddhi, in the intelligence. So as he comes from outside, from the sense objects, the sense objects are, if one lets them come in, or mind going out and contemplating, or bringing even those objects in and contemplating. So the gates are not guarded, gates are open. The enemy is coming in through the senses. And now it has come into the mind and contemplation as if he is being welcomed, not even identified his enemy. We may have not prepared for battle and all that, but at least know this one is enemy. This one is enemy. At one point, this has that realization, that understanding has to. This is my enemy. It's coming through the senses, has come to the intelligence, come to the mind, and if he's not checked at the sense level and the mind's level, then he keeps walking all over, walking through and goes to the intelligence. And once the enemy has captured the intelligence, then what hope is there? He has captured. So at least if we have an, with the intelligence, one is able to think, this is my enemy, this is my enemy, I know this is my enemy, he has come, and I have to get rid of. So those who are in Maya, those who are in illusion, they don't know they are in illusion. But those who are Krishna conscious, are trying to become Krishna conscious, they at least know this is Krishna and this is Maya. This is Krishna, this is prema and this is kaam. This is love and this is lust. They may not have full development of love as of yet, but at least they know, oh, this is love, this is lust. The power of discrimination with the intelligence and dadami buddhi yogam. And Prabhupada is talking about that. In the purport that we read, we may take to Krishna consciousness even at a later date, but we're serious. Well, not here, but then Lord gives intelligence. In the 10th chapter, he says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayanti te. So I give intelligence, sanda. Otherwise, the earlier intelligence was contaminated by lust, worldly intelligence. The Lord says, I give the intelligence. I become your intelligence agency. Then, how is that intelligence used? Mam, ena mam upayanti de. Upayanti. Yanti means to go, upa means closer. To come closer and closer to me, that intelligence is used. With that intelligence, one could discriminate. This is this, this is Krishna, this is Maya, this is love, this is lust. Here is lust or my enemy out there, and he has entered, sitting in my senses, in my mind, intelligence also captured to maybe some extent. If it is fully captured, then he can't think. But there's some part of brain is still free from illusion. Then he could tell, oh, the rest is the enemy has captured. So goal is love of God, prem. So with that aim in mind, then everything else is a strategy, including what is stated here. The loose woman or independent woman. Well, behind that there are independent men also. So there's a team behind woman's liberation. They say there are more men behind woman's liberation than woman herself or themselves. So if you trace it back, and as a team, well, they are illusioned. This sammohaya that is mentioned, sammohaya, to bewilder them. We also kind of left that incomplete there, that Lord is Purusha and the soul is Prakriti. But then the soul is covered by two kind of clothing, two kinds of clothes, Vasamsi Jiranani. Lots of Vasamsi, these are the clothes. So there are two sets of cloth. One looks like a male cloth, male uniform, and female uniform. So when that understanding of being soul is not there, then they want kingdom of God. Prabhupada would say, oh, people want kingdom of God, but without God. What do I need God for? I am God. Ishvaro aham. So that's not only man thinks Ishvaro aham. Woman also thinks Ishvaro aham. And when woman is wanting to enjoy man, she is not a woman anymore. She is a man. Is Prabhupada. She becomes Purusha. She takes the role of Purusha, and they're both wanting to be Purusha. Competition is with the Lord. Living entities envious of the Lord, and they want to enjoy independently. What? Independent to enjoy. Independent woman means independently wanting to enjoy the world. Independent of what? Independent of Lord. Otherwise, where is this? Independent woman. Not just independent of man, ultimately independent of Lord. But when both are enjoying spirit, they are both take the role of Purusha. They both want to enjoy. And so there is a divine couple, Radha and Kalachandri. Slow computer. And then there are so many others, pairs. It's you and me, and that's it. Together, we are God or enjoyers. So it's all independent thing. Man independent, woman independent. But man is depending on God. Father is depending on God. Husband is depending on God. Son is depending on God. God conscious. And then woman depends on father when she is a child, depends on husband when she is married, depends on son when husband retires or renounces the family. So then there's a best combination. Both depending on the Lord. The daughter, father, wife, husband, son, mother, depending upon the Lord, or wanting to achieve the Lord, get closer to the Lord. So these topics could only be understood in the context of Krishna consciousness, especially keeping in mind the goal of life. If that is not understood, one doesn't even have a clue of what the goal of life is, who we are and the Lord and love of God. If that is not there, then immediately they will fight back with the talk that we are giving here, or what Mohini Murthy has to say, or what Kapil Dev has to say, what Krishna, what Srila Prabhupada and Shukadeva Goswami. Are you crazy? Then again, who is crazy? This party says they are crazy, and the other party says other one is crazy. So who is the judge? Who is... So there are so many difficulties of because of this independence of man or woman. All sorts of difficulties. Nutnam, nutnam, machin vadam. Always looking for newer and newer partners. Maybe man is looking, woman is also looking. These diverse cases, this was such a rare thing in India especially. But now, I happen to read that Delhi court, they can get some kind of 700 cases per week or per month or something. 700 families are going to the court. I mean, I'm sure there are much bigger numbers here in the West. But the lawyers, they are, say, you know, these cases were rare. 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years. Very occasionally, someone would go all the way to the court to battle out. But see, that good sign. Union, I mean, married and then separation is certain. Every time it's a breaking hearts and breaking bonds. It's not what one goes through. But they're forced. And as a result, what happens to those children? Varna Sankara, this was one of the very major concern of Arjuna. the husbands die, and then in the battle, and women, they'll go after another man, and their children, this is, and see what's happening, what's going on as a result. So much of HIV, HIV they call it. What is the other name of it? AIDS. I was in South Africa, and so the lifespan, average lifespan is now 33 years in South Africa, or maybe some parts. 33 years. I asked what happened. They said lots of youths are dying in their 20s and 30s, major, big number, they're dying. As a result, and there are still people, 60, 70, 80 years old, a lot of people dying in their 20s and 30s, as a result, the span is down to 33 years average. So this is just to throw in few difficulties universally or globally the human race is facing with, which has connection with this independence of man or woman, or no control over the senses. Svairachar, the Svairini, Srinam, and see what happened to those cows. As they drifted away from Lord, they did not care. They could have stayed around Krishna. But they ended up in forest fire. So we all end up also in the forest fire. And this material existence is of on fire. That's why first thing we say, samsara dava nadadida loka. Very first thing that comes out of Hare Krishna's devotee's mouth, samsara dava. This world is on fire. And more fires. How much fighting fires? Not possible. They will not be able to extinguish the fire. Only increase the fire. Only increase the fire. Only when ghana ghanatvam, when the cloud, merciful cloud comes, rains, showers yesterday. But the mercy clouds and mercy drops, and as they come down upon, so they are available. Krishna consciousness is being showered all over. It's made available with temples and kirtans everywhere, book distribution, prasad distribution, Govinda's restaurants. These are mercy clouds. There's a mercy. What other forms you are distributing mercy here? Preaching to the congregation, congregational developments, youth preaching, as many audiences as possible, we try to Krishna consciousness, so that there are people are sheltered. People have no shelter. Dharma rakshati rakshada. If you want to protect someone, you should protect his dharma. If you protect his religion, put him under the umbrella of religion, dharma, dharma, the dharma. Not some ABC dharma, preliminary dharma that is also available on the planet. Then that person is protected. So the principle mentioned here, They are meant for protection. And ultimately, and then putting everyone under the shelter of Krishna. By following these principles, one is protected, sheltered. Then cultivation of Krishna consciousness, love of Godhead, and get out of here. That's the idea. Get out of here. At least get out of this lower consciousness. You may want to come back and preach like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. They don't care about going back to Godhead. But at least come to the level, whether Krishna brings us back or he keeps us on in this world for his mission. At least come to that level. Anyway, so I'll stop here. Took a lot of your time. Do you have any comments, Maharaj, or questions? Maharaj has a comment. He goes first.
Oh, am I not allowed a question? The real question comes in the second part, but to give the background to the second part, I'd like you to comment on the first part. You know, as devotees or aspiring devotees, we have some sense of the goal, we have some sense of the process. But we're weak, and especially, you know, the atmosphere of Kali Yuga, it's probably bad everywhere, but in America, it's bad. So we become attached to that process. Well, on the senses, and attachment develops from attachment, lust, and so on. So Srila Prabhupada has quoted the verse from Bhagavatam, yasya aham anudinami, that someone might be a sincere devotee, but at the same time be weak and have some attachment. And so the Lord helps the devotee out of his mercy by taking away the object of attachment. So that's like the background to the question. I was thinking first you could comment on that. Because like you said, the enemy can really take up strongholds within us, you know, our senses, our minds, to some extent our intelligence. So we need help. Of course, there's Sadhusanga, there's the process, but then there's also the special mercy that the Lord intervenes. I guess I'll mention the second part and we'll all go together. The second part is that when that happens, well, I guess the one question is when a devotee loses something, can we say that it's the Lord? Anyway, the second part is this. It's come up recently. One devotee said, you know, he gave himself to the chanting and gave himself to service, and at the end, he went into bankruptcy. So now, like, he's afraid to chant. You know, he said when he chants, then he gets so many nice thoughts and feelings, and then he wants to do more service, but he's afraid. Another example of a lady approached me. She's remarried, but the same thing, she and her husband used to come to the temple all the time, very enthusiastic, you know, she remarried, her husband sort of a devotee, but she said, like, ever since then, she doesn't have the same enthusiasm. She said she doesn't blame Krishna, but she just doesn't have the same enthusiasm and put her heart into it again. So I guess the questions would be, is every loss in the devotee's life Krishna's mercy, or could it just be like the devotee's negligence or just the material nature? And then the second is, yeah, if someone accepts the loss as Krishna's mercy and, you know, sees that the Lord is trying to purify him and help him come closer to him, that's well and good. But if someone sort of reacts adversely, what can we advise the person to do for the person? The person gets shaken to his or her core.
Yasya nagranami harisai dhanam shanai. That's the... when Srila Prabhupada, his servants in Prayagraj, Allahabad, had stolen some money and gone away, and telegram was sent to Jhansi. Prabhupada was in Jhansi at that time. And telegram, the message landed in Prabhakar Mishra, the first and only disciple that time, in his hand. And he had already kind of read the message, and he rushed to Prabhupada. And he wanted to read this message to Srila Prabhupada. The message said that your servants or workers have confiscated some money and fled, nowhere to be found, and to that effect. So when Dr. Prabhakar Mishra read that message to Srila Prabhupada and looked at Prabhupada, thinking my Prabhupada is going to be, you know, in tears or in very unhappy, his black face. But that wasn't the case. Prabhupada was smiling. Prabhupada was happy face. And that's when Prabhupada quoted this verse that you're talking. Prabhupada said to Dr. Prabhakar Mishra, Yasya anugrahnami harishe tadhanam shanai. When Lord is kind to you, harishe dhanam. He steals, he takes away your dhanam. Shanai, shanai means gradually. Could be drastically, gradually. But this verse says, shanai, gradually takes away your wealth when Lord wants to benedict you. Special benediction. So, Srila Prabhupada took it in that spirit. He was reminded of that statement from Bhagavatam, and he gave the purport also. So he fully agreed with when things are taken away. They're saying in Marathi, I will say I'm from Maharashtra, so it's something similar. Sounding similar. There's a Nastil Shitetar Astil Shitetar Nastil Bhute. Bhuta means ghost. Shita means grains. If you have something to offer to feed the ghosts, folks and others, they'll be always dancing around you, flattering you, pleasing you, do this, do that. So they always come in bigger and bigger numbers and big parties. And nastil bhute, astil shite. If you have something, then they'll come to get it. they'll dance around you. But when you are bankrupt, and they'll say, bye, see you later. And what is expected when this happens is you will turn to the Lord. If you have accepted Him as the only shelter and another loss, yet another loss, yet another loss, yet another loss, yet another calamity. And Kunti's, she says, my dear Lord, send me calamities. Vipadaha santute shashvat tatra tatra jagat guruho. Calamities of this kind or that kind or bankruptcy, it doesn't specify. But you know, send calamities, send difficulties, my direction. And bhavato darshanam yat syat. And for sure, whenever this calamity, I will turn to you. I will face you. And as a result, na punar bhava darshanam. I do not have calamity after calamity, that each time I will run to you, I will have your darshan. As a result, na punar bhava darshanam. I do not have to take darshan of this world again. So, it's a pretty smart lady, this Kunti. No one has prayed like she has. She did. So, so things we are attached to are taken away one by one, or all of a sudden, all of them. Yeah, I suppose if you're not on Kunti's level, she takes in the right spirit. But if we are halfway through, then some thanking the Lord and some cursing the Lord. Oh, I did not know you are that kind of Lord. You know, you're taking away these things. Well, if that person cannot understand on his or her own, then the elders, wise men, that's where we need grandmothers or elders, wise men around, or need a society, need a community, need guides to help out, counseling, explaining, trying to depend upon Lord ultimately, and then one may explain, we came empty-handed, and how do we go? Empty-handed. And Srila Prabhupada once, maybe he must have said it a number of times, he said, you prove it! This is your property, you prove it. How? When you die, if you take this property with you, we'll accept that this is your property. But no one does that. No one is able to manage. Hence, the Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, I am the proprietor of everything. That principle is established. Also, that going back, taking away that ghost and, dancing around. When they leave you in peace, that is supposed to be conducive for your spiritual life. you're bothered by so many of them, or so much wealth could be a big burden, distraction, keeping track or keeping whatever, account keeping. So one less item to worry about. And that much time you could devote to the Lord. One of the 24 gurus, on the list of 24 gurus, one of the gurus is you be your by yourself. So that's one of the gurus. And there's an example that, there's a whole context, but that when the lady was doing unhusking of rice paddy, they use the as a rod, long rod, and it's held in the middle, and there's a pile of rice paddy or wheat with a husk, and with this they unhusk. This is a manual, and when this guru thing, 24 guru explained that, this one guru, this lady had the bangles, and every time she did, it was making sounds, and she was then maybe decreasing number of bangles. Finally, even when there were two, there was still some sound. They're colliding with each other. And finally, there was only one. No sound. So that is considered one of the gurus, to be in situation like that. Just by yourself. You and your Lord. You and your Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You and your Shravanam, Kirtanam. Or you and remembering the Lord. There could be so many factors. Any given act, what is the cause? Gahana karma no gati, Lord says, very intricate. The topic of karma, cause and effect, if this is the effect, end result, what are the causes? Difficult to trace out. So that person may try to understand and blame this one, blame that one, blame that one. So no action is complete unless the super soul, five factors, super soul is involved. So there could be some explanation, discussion, counseling, like that. Goal is Krishna. He is the wealth. He is the wealth. What if you lose the soul and what, gain the world or something? Some Bible says again this. You lose the soul, gain the world. What gain is that? So, this giving, taking, gain, loss, more or less, does happen with everybody without exception. Person has to just maintain cool or the equilibrium, and that with the link my relationship with the Lord. And that does not change. It doesn't matter what happens to the world. We are living entities, parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we achieve Him through our devotional practices. That is a truth. So it doesn't matter. World falls apart, or you have become empty pocket, or the Lord has given you so much, and you are also bewildered. If He gives too much, it's also too much for you to handle. He takes away, it's also too much for you to handle. So these are, again, the dual nature of this world. So the advice in the second chapter is tatha mana apamana yo labh hani. He has listed quite a few items that the person in sthitadhir muni uchade, muni who is sthitadhi, he has attained his equilibrium of his mind and his in samadhi state. He is above this loss and gain and respect and insult and all the dvandva atito vimatsara. Yadrucha lava santushto. So Lord, with pride, He says, my devotee, yadrucha lava santushto. He is santushed. Whatever comes his way, or even something goes away, yadrucha lava santushto, dvandva atito vimatsara. He is not envious, and is dvandva atit. Atit means beyond or transcendental to the dual nature of this world. Enemy and friend, and local and foreigner, and man and woman, and rich and poor, and black and white, and there's no end to this. The world is made of these two things. So sometimes loss, sometimes gain. This is the world. This is the world. But once one has Krishna, then it's constant. No diminution, there's no loss. Even if you add the same one, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam, you have Him. Anyway, I'm just saying something. Leave the philosophy part. May not be very practical. Still maybe not convincing to that party on the down to the earth facing all this philosophy, man. So on behalf of the temple community, you're already doing your part to help your mother out with bringing her to the temple, or make sure she gets to hear. Okay, I think this, we need to talk this outside this context. Devotees should come out. That's not the mother, is that the... She was here yesterday? Could be a whole department for this, taking care of our elders and especially their spiritual needs. Yeah, it wouldn't take much, but I mean some concern, some care, some some reaching out, those needy elderly persons or old folks, especially going through hospitals. And you know, this is a lot for them if they see Krishna connection when devotee comes their ways. And I was in Houston, and there's one devotee in the hospital, Vijay. Yeah, right. So he was also missing devotees. Devotees very much were kind of regularly going, bringing prasad. So I went to see him, spent some time. And you also did?
Why? Is he still in the hospital?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's there for a few weeks now, and he may be there sometime longer. So he had a tape being played, and they were bringing prasadam to him. And as I visited, they had a whole big photograph of Radha Nilamadhav and Srila Prabhupada Narasimha. And he was appreciative. He was very happy with what devotees were doing for him in that situation. Oh, wow. It doesn't take much little effort, and okay. We stop here. Grand Rasriman Bhagavatam Ki Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai Kala Premananda.